This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Many may think of FRIM, or the Forest Research Institute of Malaysia, as a lovely and popular recreational park set amid a lush rainforest setting right here in the Klang Valley. But FRIM is also one of the leading institutions in tropical forestry research in the world, and also has conducted award-winning research at that. So latest research by the Institute has found that 567 Malaysian plant species are now listed as threatened out of the 1,600 Peninsular Malaysia plant species assessed in the Malaysia Red List. So I'm going to find out more about all of this and also more about FRIM from Dr. Lillian Chua, the Director of the Forest Biodiversity Division at FRIM. Welcome, Dr. Lillian. How are you today?
Thank you very much for inviting FRIM. I'm well. I'm very happy to share what we do at FRIM.
Excellent. And we want to, I've not had FRIM on the show before, so I'm really grateful that you guys joined us today. So I guess, you know, like I mentioned, some of us mistakenly think that FRIM is just this beautiful park, right? But it is, in fact, as I said, one of the leading institutions in tropical forestry research in the world. Can you briefly talk to me about FRIM's history and how it came to be?
I'll give you a snapshot of the physical setting first, yeah? Then we'll tackle the R&D aspects after that. FRI, as FRIM was known then, was given 324 hectares of land in 1925. Okay, in James Watson's 1935 departmental report, he eloquently described the area that was given to us as, open quote, consisted of abandoned mining land that had first been cleared of forest, then mined by open cast and gravel pump methods, covered with refuse, then grazed over by cattle, cultivated by vegetable gardeners, abandoned, grazed again, until whatever merit the soil surface have been leached well out of it. The worst places were covered with lalang and frequently burned. Mm. The third type was forest that had been heavily worked for firewood, and there was a lot of bertam. In general, the entire area was considered ecologically hostile to regeneration, close quote. But Foxworthy, the first research officer appointed by the Malayan Forest Service, was undeterred. And in fact, he was pleased. Okay? In his diary of 1st October 1921, he declared that it is much the best site for the forest school and nurseries that I have yet seen. And he has seen a lot of the Malayan forest at that time. Mm-hmm. He began plantation trials in 1926 with 25,000 seedlings of about 100 indigenous species, comprising many of them are what they call well-known timber species. Yeah, and farmers who had helped with their lease, because it was a part of a vegetable farms, farmers who had helped with their lease were extended for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he actually enlisted the local community there.
Very good. Yeah.
By 1927, 1 year later, 161 species of trees were planted. Now, in the subsequent years, yeah, FRIM, FRI, and later FRIM, in 1985, we became a statutory body, continued to strengthen her R&D roles in forest plantation, forest products development, and botanical research. I would like to share one revelation here. Now, in wanting to ensure the continuity of timber supply, Dr. Foxworthy had unwittingly laid the most important fundamental foundation for the restoration of degraded sites in the tropics.
Wow.
As you know now, restoration is widely attempted to mitigate land degradation.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So he began that. And now FRIM has benefited and have spurred on that research that he had initiated. Mm-hmm. Right? So we had benefited greatly from his foresight.
Okay. That's such an interesting story. I don't think many people know that. And speaking of the work that FRIM does, how would you describe it? You know, I mean, as a whole, what do you guys do? And what would you say the main functions of FRIM are?
FRIM has a very clear mission to deliver science-based innovations and solutions, right, to the current and future needs of the forestry sector. Mm-hmm. And of course, now when we talk about forestry, we just do not look it from the forestry perspective. We also look it from the greater picture, which is biodiversity and all the products that comes out from our natural forest.
Right.
Not just timber, but also the non-timber forest products. Now, our R&D programs are required to generate scientific information.
Mm.
And with this, we have to disseminate them. We are also required to develop technologies to advance forest management, biodiversity conservation, and forest products development. We are also expected to commercialize as part of the entire process. We have to commercialize those research findings, yeah, and provide the technical services.
Mm-hmm.
We are also expected to enhance our strategic collaboration, either nationally, regionally, or internationally, and to raise public awareness on the importance of the forest, functions of the forest, biodiversity, and everything that comes with it.
Okay. All right. And am I correct in saying that FRIM carries out in situ conservation? I mean, for those who are unfamiliar, maybe you can help explain what that means.
I'll explain a little bit on the definition of in situ and ex situ conservation. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All conservation initiatives will either fall in one of these two. And in situ is about protecting species and habitat, the ecosystems. Yeah,
mm.
And also when you protect the ecosystems, we protect all the species, communities, assemblages with that is contained therein. Ex situ is complement, actually conserves a selected group of germplasm, a very clear and selected group of germplasms in what they call facilities like zoos, botanic gardens, seed gene banks, okay? And there are many of these. In fact, they are very critical. These facilities are very critical. Yeah? They become very critical when organisms, yeah, whose dwindling numbers of wild individuals are unable to survive in their natural habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very close to extinction, yeah?
Right.
So these facilities now become the only beacon of hope for species rescue, recovery, and if successful, potential reintroduction into the wild.
Okay. Very important then.
Very, very important. And you know, quite a lot of our large mammals in the world achieving that status.
Yes.
So it's the role of ex situ conservation is it becomes actually a complement. Mm. So we strive to have both approaches together because they are complementary.
Mm-hmm. You need them both.
Neither is more important than the other. Both are complementary. And FRIM does not actually undertake in situ conservation because we have no jurisdiction over land.
Mm.
And its resources.
Okay.
Right? So, but we provide the scientific evidence, information, to credibly justify why the species and the ecosystem requires conservation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then we follow this up with the necessary strategies, action plans, management plans,
mm-hmm.
to actually undertake the to assist with the implementation process.
Okay.
Right? And then we follow up with all the technical assistance that our implementers require.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual implementation is actually undertaken by the landowner as well as her stakeholders. So this is our process of work.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply that because we do not have jurisdiction over land, but we feel that the input is very important. The guidance is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm speaking today to Dr. Lin Yin Chua. She's the Director of the Forest Biodiversity Division of the Forest Research Institute of Malaysia, or FRIM. And we're talking about, the work that FRIM does. And after this quick break, we're going to find out more about some latest research by FRIM, which has found that 567 Malaysian plant species are now listed as threatened. So stay tuned for that. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Joining me in the studio today is Dr. Lillian Chua. She's the director of the Forest Biodiversity Division at the Forest Research Institute of Malaysia, or FRIM. And we're talking about the work that FRIM does, and also going to find out more about the research that is conducted by the institute. And this latest one, I mean, you know, the headline sounded alarming. 567 Malaysian plant species are now listed as threatened. We're going to find out more about that in a bit. But before that, Dr. Lillian, I just wanted to say I really envy you because you get to work in FRIM. Itself, right? Surrounded by all that greenery. And prior to the pandemic, of course, it was one of the top ecotourism spots in Malaysia. For some of us who've not had the chance to visit FRIM before, you know, describe what the surroundings are like for us.
I have been working in FRIM for 25 years. And to this very day, Juliet, to this very day, when I drive through the main avenue to my office, I am still awed by its remarkable beauty.
Lucky.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I recall every day, you know, the pictures of the 1920, you know, of what frame, of the barren land that FRI was given. And, you know, I am still amazed, can't cease to be amazed of what it is like today, because the non-built up areas have reached closed canopy forests.
Amazing. Right? That is amazing. Yes.
With trees reaching more than 30 over meters. And the grounds, if when you walk through, is thriving with diverse groups of herbaceous plants. And very frequently, when you walk around, you will encounter silver leaf langur, spectacle leaf langur.
Amazing.
And more, perhaps more impressive, is large troops of pigtail macaques. And of course, the what do you call regular long-tailed macaque.
Yes. Actually, you know, now that you mention it, I have seen the pigtail macaques. I just didn't realize what they were. They have the very short tail,
very
isn't it?
Very short, curly tail.
Yes,
that's why
right.
They name pigtail.
Pigtail macaques, yeah.
And they are much more aggressive than a long-tailed macaque.
Mm.
And the harems are big.
I've come across
them. Wonderful to see them scuttling around everywhere, you know, within the office compound, we have scuttling. And of course, we have in FRIM, we also have quarters,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
yes.
where our support staff stays. And mm-hmm. they'll be scuttling around everywhere. And of course, it's quite fearsome because, you know, they come in very large troops.
Yeah.
And we also have, FRIM is also home to 185 species of birds.
Mm-hmm.
And they love the lakes and the fig trees.
Wow. So you of course, you know, you just mentioned you've worked there for 25 years and you are now the director of the Forest Biodiversity Division at FRIM. Can you help describe the work that you and your team carry out?
In short, we do research and development in biodiversity conservation.
Mm-hmm.
And we align our work programs to the National Policy on Biological Diversity 2016 to 2025. Specifically, we aim to safeguard biodiversity and habitats and ecosystems in Malaysia, but with particular emphasis in Peninsular Malaysia. Now, our main trusts are in the fields of forest health and surveillance, documentation of biodiversity, and conservation ecology.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first trust, the forest health and surveillance, we look at the biology, ecology, and management of pests and diseases, yeah,
mm-hmm.
including invasive alien species that afflicts our natural as well as plantation forest. So that is one big trust. Our second trust, which deals with documentation, we work with systematics and taxonomic research of our flora as well as selected groups of insects. Like ants, butterflies, dung beetles, fireflies. And another important element for documentation is the species ecology. Try to understand the ecology of the species and its functions within the natural habitat.
Mm-hmm.
On the third element, the conservation ecology is where we integrate our ecological understanding of the species that we had studied. Integrate that into risk assessments, yeah, and development of strategies to execute, to devise conservation plants.
Okay.
Yeah. And these are very much species-based. Lately, we have gone into ecosystem-based. Yeah, looking into ecosystem needs. And we have on our radar limestone conservation. We are also looking into linkages in the Central Forest Fine Initiative and then in the environmental sensitive areas under the National Physical Plan. We also look at important plant areas and key biodiversity areas, as well as firefly conservation in Kuala Selangor.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that there has, I'm sure quite a lot of the listeners are aware of the firefly conservation we do because it gets regularly shared in the media. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it, we, as I said, the research into the conservation ecology of limestone hills and the central forest pines, you know, we help support our collaborators or the implementers of the project.
Okay.
So in a sense, yeah, that is the aspects of ecosystem based ecology that we are doing.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite wide-ranging as well, isn't it? There's a lot there. and, you know, FRIM has been around for so long and, you know, been doing so much research. I mean, what would you count as some of the success stories, you know, from all the work that FRIM has conducted all these years?
As we know, Malaysia is immensely rich in biodiversity, right? Mm-hmm. And the list of our diverse richness is available from the Malaysian Biodiversity Information System portal. Only known as MyBeast, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't surprise anyone actually to note that in the last 15 years alone, for plants, FRIM has published one new genus, 145 new species, and 4 new subspecies and varieties. So giving a rough average of about 10 species annually for the past 15 years.
Mm.
And as for fauna, for the same period, we had published one new species of frog, one species of gecko, 5 species of fireflies, and 1 ant species. So there's a lot more that will be discovered there, out there, and we constantly trying to make, you know, doing research because as one of the trusts that I had mentioned just now, the documentation part,
yeah,
this is where it is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as for species conservation, we have to date successfully engaged various landowners to conserve more than 38 threatened plant species.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Well done.
These are mainly dipterocarps and most of them are critically endangered, but some are endangered and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
As for ecosystem-based conservation, FRIM has helped develop the Central Forest Pine Management Plan for the states of Selangor and Perak. We are also drafting the Conservation Action Plan for the fireflies in Kuala Selangor and preparing limestone recommendations for the conservation of limestone hills, mm-hmm, in Kelantan and Perlis. Okay. Along the way, we are constantly enhancing our plant, insect, zoological, mycological, pathological reference collection,
mm-hmm,
in FRIM. Because all these collections are very sizable. And our herbarium at FRIM is the National Herbarium.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, these reference collections, well, to put simply, it's like a library.
Mm-hmm.
It's not of books. It is not of books. It is containing specimens, but it functions just like a library. So you're supposed to go there and do reference material. And using those reference collections, we're able to describe new species.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So just like a library, like you go there for research and who knows what you're going to...
Exactly.
Even if you've been there, there's something new there every time.
Yes.
And how exactly does FRIM interact and work together with government ministries? So you mentioned, you know, working for plans for different states, right? So how does that actually work?
You know, aim to safeguard biodiversity and habitats and ecosystems. We frequently engage here with ministries, agencies, the civil society and private sector.
Mm-hmm.
to provide scientific evidence and compelling justification. Mm. Subsequently, we propose implementation plans and provide the necessary technical support to help in the implementation process. So in this whole scheme of work, we make sure that there is a regular transfer of knowledge and capacity building.
Mm, of course. Mm?
Because ultimately, Juliet, we aim that the land and resource owners take full responsibility, ownership, and become responsible custodian of the resource. Mm-hmm. That is very critical to us, to the success of any conservation initiative. If the land owners must take full ownership.
Mm, definitely.
And once they are made aware, then they can become responsible custodians, right? So that is part of our role. We also collaborate. We join R&D projects and related activities in our program. And we are also members in many interdepartmental and interministerial committees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
quite a lot of interaction there then. But you mentioned private sector just now, right? Do you also collaborate with businesses? And, you know, if so, how do you do that?
We regularly have stakeholder dialogues. Very frequently, very focused stakeholders dialogue. But in 2018 and 2019, we had two very large series of technology talks.
Okay.
Where we invite forest managers, entrepreneurs, and industry players, to listen to their views and how we can align our R&D to their needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, apart from that, we also have very focused and numerous projects with the forest industry. This is because the other part of FRIM is looking at forest products.
That's right.
You know, we have the upstream and the downstream, what they call forestry aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the forest products division have got a lot of collaborative projects with the industry players.
Okay. Yeah. And what about ways, so much of research is being conducted, right? What are some of the ways that you sort of relay that or translate, all of that important research to folks like me, in the general public?
We relay them through both technical and non-technical approaches, Now, FRIM is a research institution and these functions require us to conduct R&D in an objective manner and to disseminate the findings to the scientific fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
So all types of publications are encouraged, but publication in peer-reviewed journals is compulsory.
Okay. Okay.
And FRIM, for this purpose, FRIM has her own series of journal, right? And several book series that support the publication of manuals, large data sets, and research findings are impactful. And we have numerous semi-technical series such as Timber Technology Bulletin, Conservation Malaysia, Sri Alam dan Rimba, and also Coffee Table Books.
Mm-hmm.
So titles for all these publications are available from our website. And we also have a bookshop for those who wish to browse through physical copies.
Mm-hmm.
So when one is at FRIM, one can always visit the bookshop. Non-technical approaches, of course, include all types of public forum, media coverage, and social media. You probably know that FRIM Corporate Comms Unit frequently pitches topics and stories to promote awareness of certain issues and activities that FRIM conducts.
Okay. Excellent. And that is actually how I got to know about this latest research that came out. It was through a news report where I read about, as we spoke about earlier, FRIM's findings that 567 plant species have been classified as threatened. And this, of course, is out of the 1,600 Peninsula Malaysia plant species assessed in the Malaysia Red List, right? Am I correct? Tell me about this particular body of work. Why was this body of research conducted? Talk to me about the findings, those sorts of things.
We have updated the figure that you have mentioned, and okay. It is now available in a publication of the Peninsula Malaysia Red List book. Mm-hmm. We hope to make this book available online because it's quite voluminous.
Okay.
Now, why do we do threat assessments? Okay. As you know, Malaysia is mega diverse. Mm-hmm. And we have estimated here about 15,000 plant species in Malaysia, that means comprising both Peninsula, Sabah and Sarawak. So now to give you listeners a perspective or scale, in a 1.4 football field, slightly over, okay, you can take it to 1.5, 1.5 football field, which is equivalent to 1 hectare. Of pristine natural forest can easily house about 210 species of trees above 10 cm diameter. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and this number balloons when one takes into consideration the non-tree species, such as climbers, palms, gingers, and all the other herbaceous species. Mm-hmm. And also, this richness is not static, yeah? As new species gets regularly described in the country. I think I had mentioned just now that we roughly describe about 10 species annually, right?
That's right, yeah.
Now, Malaysia has this amazing wealth, natural resources, yeah? Mm. But we also recognize at the same time, faced with dramatic increase in threats, mm-hmm. leading to degradation of our land and seascapes. Mm-hmm. Hmm? So we note that this wealth is frequently and substantially challenged
yep.
by socio-economic priorities. In order to safeguard our biodiversity, it is imperative that we conduct assessment of threats on species and habitats and ecosystems. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because conservation assessment is the objective indicator of extinction risk. And it is the initial step towards prioritization of conservation. As you know, Malaysia is very rich in its wealth, natural wealth, but we do not have the resources to conserve every single species. Mm-hmm. So we need to prioritize.
Okay, excellent. And, you know, now that we have information like this, right, how can it be used to identify conservation priorities here in Malaysia?
The threatened species, number of threatened species that we published comprises both the critically endangered, and vulnerable species. The critically endangered and endangered species are our top priority, for conservation. And our species-based conservation initiatives mainly focused on the dipterocarps, which are members of the timber family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have a better understanding of its biology and ecological traits. Mm-hmm. Mm? Also because of their lofty stature and abundance. In some areas, they are dominant. The dipterocarps exert a very critical influence over the forest structure.
Okay.
And therefore, ultimately, the functions of the habitat and the ecosystem. Mm. Mm. So once a species is targeted, the monitoring of the population and engagement with the landowners and her stakeholders begins.
Okay.
So it's a very targeted conservation initiative, mm-hmm. Because we believe in species-based conservation and also ecosystem-based conservation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And, you know, how is FRIM going to be taking this research forward? I mean, like as you mentioned, you're constantly updating it, right? So how are you going to be taking this forward?
To date, we have assessed about 14% of Peninsula Malaysia's known flora. So we have still a long way to go. Mm-hmm. We are also assisting Sabah and Sarawak, Forest Department Sabah and Sarawak with their assessments. We will continue to do these risk assessments. Yeah, and we hope that the government of Malaysia will continue to support this endeavour by providing the necessary funding. Okay, we have the techniques, but if you have no funds,
can't go out and do that. And it's critically important, right? This is really it's our native species that you're trying to protect here. Just to conclude, Dr. Lillian, is there any message that you'd like to leave people with? You know, how we can stay informed about FRIM's work. You know, how we can keep an eye on this particular research, especially, you know, which I think has really captured the attention of the public as well.
A lot of people know FRIM for its attractions and recreational facilities. So I hope this interview had helped create a greater awareness of what we actually do, what kind of research, what kind of dissemination efforts we do with our R&D work in FRIM. Please note that FRIM is a research institution with a very clear overarching mandate to deliver science and nature-based solutions to forestry and biodiversity conservation. The various recreation facilities are of public interest, but FRIM is not a public park. Our numerous work programs are of national importance, and we strive our best ability to serve the needs of the country, environment, and our people. For updates on our work and activity, do check out FRIM's Facebook webpage or email us at frim_inquiry@frim.gov.my. You can also contact us at 03-6279-7000.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking to Dr. Lillian Chua. She's the director of the Forest Biodiversity Division at the Forest Research Institute of Malaysia, or FRIM. And she's telling us more about the work that they do, and very critical work at that. So hopefully, funding comes in and, you know, you get to continue doing that work that you're doing. Again, if you'd like to find out more, just head to frim.gov.my or follow them on Facebook, for the most updated news from you guys, right?
Yes.
And if you miss any part of today's interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, you can search for it at the BFM app or on bfm.my. This has been Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.